Unfortunately, the public does not have a vote in the matter, as only the members of the Zipa Council vote in the Zipa presidential elections set for December 5. Chiangwa has declared he is the right candidate for the Zipa presidency and says he believes he is the right man for the job that was left vacant following the ouster of Cuthbert Dube. He told the media that he wants to go into Zipa to save the association and not to waste his time. To him, being Zipa president is a national service.
I'm not going to waste my time there. That's national commitment. It's a national service.
The former ZANU-PF Mashonaland West Provincial Chairman says as a successful businessman, he can do better than Dube, whom he says was a mere Premier Service Medical Association employee.
He was an employee of Christmas and not a businessman. So a lot of people have confused me and Cuthbert in that I'm an entrepreneur. Cuthbert was an employee.
He says he's ready to ensure that the 6 million Zipa debt is cleared and to make sure that the player and Zipa employee terms of contracts are respected.
I'm a success story in my own right as an entrepreneur. What Zipa requires at the moment is somebody where we shall to be able to first and foremost ensure that the contracts signed by footballers are honored, that they are paid on time, that the coaches are paid on time, that the entire Zipa staff is paid on time, that the debts Zipa owes, which is $6 million, are settled.
However, there are many like former Warriors coach Sande Chidzamwa who believe football right now needs somebody who has been in the game for too long and has at one time administered a club, not a person with money.
It only needs people who know football, who know how to run football. It doesn't need somebody who's got money or something.
A member of the Warriors fan club, Josiah Munetsi, says Zimbabwean football does not need rich people since football itself generates its own money. Former Warriors captain Meshack Chidzamwa, as well as football followers Peter Mkwewa and Sanford Makwiro, all agreed, saying as things stand right now, Chiangwa, who in the past has acquired many companies and drove them into the ground, is not the right man for the game. Former Manchester City striker Benjani Mwariwari, who has been linked to the same post, had decided otherwise and is now contesting the Zipa vice president's position. Leslie Gwindi, a former spokesperson of the Harare City Council, has announced he will be challenging Chiangwa. The Zipa elections are set for December 5. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.